This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. We head to the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline to talk to Stephen Gottfried, SBNation.com. The title of an expose about what has gone on at Ole Miss football is Meet the Bagman, How to Buy College Football Players, in the words of a man who delivers the money. Stephen Gottfried joining us. Stephen, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the time. Let's start with the origins of this story. Clearly, the Hugh Freeze controversy has been in the news for a while now, but how did this story come to be, and how long did you guys take to work on it?
Well, so the story that's out right now on the website and in the accompanying television show, and I'll just get all my requisite plugs out of the way, but you can go to Go90, which is an app that you can find pretty much on any mobile device or streaming device and watch the show, which is Foul Play. That corresponds with the investigative story we just finished this week about the NCAA investigation in Mississippi, which that investigation spans back over 5 years. It's been about that amount of time since I got involved in kind of watching and watching the investigators and the people involved in this. So this was about a 5 year process. Especially, it was a solid everyday process for the last 2 years. I pretty much just did this for a long time. It's a strange feeling for it to be over.
So for me, I was in Alabama covering the Crimson Tide during the Albert Means story involving Tennessee, the investigation in Mississippi, and then the NCAA telling Alabama they were staring down the barrel of a gun of the death penalty, essentially, that Bama fans always go back to when it comes to this story. But SEC cheating has been around for a while, but as you were working through this story, did this story even surprise you with what was going on?
Yeah, I definitely got surprised at times. Am I surprised that there's cheating going on? Absolutely not. You know, I've been pretty transparent since I started covering college football that at a certain point you're either willfully naive or just dumb if you think that the compensation or extra benefits or whatever kind of phraseology that you want to use happens. It happens every single place that people care about winning because there's an unpaid labor force in a billion-dollar industry. It's market economics. If you ever take an economics class in college, that's 101. Supply and demand and market forces. So, no, I was never surprised about what goes on, especially in places as passionate as the South and the SEC specifically. I think what surprised me were the means by which these people go to do these, to keep these sort of schemes going. And, you know, really the thing that surprised me most throughout this was the willingness of the NCAA to say one thing in public and do another in private. Because they're basically afforded no transparency. They're allowed to conduct their investigations as well as their tribunals, which are called the Committee on Infractions, in total secrecy. There's no public access. No one's allowed to talk about it. They have to sign NDAs. And so as I dug and dug and dug and we kind of chipped through and looked at the actual documentation that we were able to get, what you see is a process that is really a farce of any kind of mission to protect the student athlete. The bottom line is that the NCAA needs to conduct these sort of weird schemes and rules and bylaws to protect a business model, and that's it.
Right. The one thing that was really interesting through all of this, and I knew this. I mean, I was told stories about players receiving $50,000 in cash in a brown paper bag, and that kind of gets played out a little bit in the story and described a little bit. But just the fact that there are no banking transactions here, and everyone is well aware of the paper trail that must be avoided, and the bagman, the unnamed, someone who's key in the cog of this wheel going around, but nobody ever really knows who that person is and how that person lives. You know, I was struck by some of the things you found out just by the level of detail you guys had about what these guys do. It's pretty unseemly, right, what they do?
In terms of the people who compensate the players or enforcement agents?
Unseemly in this thing. Yeah, it's going around like every – it's not just going around NCAA laws. It's going around bank laws and tax laws. I mean, these guys are breaking multiple laws in the effort of securing a high school kid for a school. It's somewhat striking when you see the way you guys lay it out.
I guess, I don't hold any kind of moral indignation towards the process. again, I think you and I make our livings. I pay my mortgage off of college football. You know, I put two kids through school off, two kids through school off of college football. I'm pretty honest about that. So I make more money off of college football, and my 40 time's pretty bad. We're sitting here as paid professionals to discuss this. We get to make money off of what we're discussing. The people I'm discussing and the kids that I'm discussing, if they get $500, entire football programs get get temporarily shut down, or they have wins vacated, and they lose millions in revenue. I just think when you talk about, yeah, you know what, it is a violation of tax law to hand somebody $500, but I think we've all done that at one point in time in our life. I think anybody who's ever done an office NCAA bracket has committed the same crime in terms of tax law. I think what is more striking to me is the fact that if you take anything away from this story, I don't want it to be the intricate process by which people skirt the law, because you can go back and read about things like prohibition and find out how complicated it was to make hooch. But they still made hooch, man. Yeah. They're still going to pay these kids. It's always going to happen. What amazes me is the NCAA having the stones to stand up publicly and say that their number one mission is to protect the student-athlete. But as they now enter the billion-dollar revenue mark, when one of these kids takes $500, $1,000, a rental car, a night in a Hampton Inn, whatever, they come in like the secret police. It's hilarious.
No, I'm with you, and I don't look. I'm not talking about $500. I don't even care about in the story. You guys talk about the going rate being $2,500. It starts there and goes up. But when we're talking about $70,000, $100,000, $400,000, we start talking about six-figure payments for these kids.
Sure.
What's the benefit for the bagman? Did he get tickets? Did he get treatment? Did he feel part of the process? I mean, what's the motivation?
Get those wins, baby.
Let's just wins.
Get those wins. That's it. You know, look, man, if you're invested enough to spend your own private money, your own capital, however you come about it, maybe you're an investment banker, maybe you own a mortgage company, maybe you're a dentist, I don't know. But if you're willing to say, hey, I got $5,000, and my wife's cool with it, that's the other thing that always strikes me, man. Like, I grew up in, my lifelong sports teams were the Atlanta Braves and the Atlanta Falcons. And if you came to me tomorrow and said, if you give me $10,000 of your money, which I don't have at the moment, and the Falcons would win the Super Bowl or just not lose to the Patriots, I would do it. But I think my wife would kick my ass. Like, that's what always blows my mind about these guys, is they want to win so bad in this culture in the Southeast that they're literally spending their own money to do it. Mm. It blows my mind. And if you do it right, you can't tell anybody or else you get in trouble. Judge, you know, when we wrote the Bagman story, we had a phrase in there that said, there are no statues on campus, and there are no memorials to dead bagmen, right? Like, if you give if you want to give $10 million to a school, you get a library named after you, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to spend $1 million over the course of your life to get running backs to come to your school, nobody's going to know it if you do it right. So, huh. I mean, it's a personal decision, man. Sports fans are sports fans.
Yeah, and it really, I think you have to live in the SEC, and I covered Alabama for 5 years, going to every football game, both home and away, to fully understand. And I was there during the crap years. I was there during the Mike Dubose and Mike Shula years. So I didn't see this version, the Nick Saban powerhouse turn the faucet back on Alabama that currently is out there. But because everyone's trying to contend with Alabama, this story is fascinating, and no surprise that it's happening at other schools like Ole Miss that are trying to keep pace and trying to find the same level of recruits that Alabama's been able to find year in and year out. Stephen, it's a fascinating read. It's a great read for any college football fan looking to get ready for next fall. But give out the information again. Where can folks go to read and watch this story on the Bagman?
You can read the piece over at SBNation.com. We've got a four-part docuseries over on the Go90 Network, and you can just check out at Go90 on Twitter for more information.
Awesome. Stephen, thank you for the time. Congrats on the piece. It's great stuff.
Thanks.
That's Stephen Godfrey on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Look, I've told these stories before, but you know, there are some big high profile guys, and I was sitting on different, you know, I was sitting on a basketball bus once, and a guy was telling me stories about the players that he had played with during his college time, and $50,000 payments, $100,000 payments. I'm watching these players go down the line of this bus at 2 o'clock in the morning, telling stories of what they got while they were college basketball players. And that was college basketball. Forget football. forget where we are here from a college football standpoint. Meet the Bagman, SBNation.com for college football. Go read it. Stephen Godfrey, that's a phenomenal piece. Really interesting stuff about the people that pay the players to go to colleges. Not just in the SEC, by the way, but really a lot in the SEC. Much more to come. Pushing the odds. SB Nation Radio.